When it comes to reading for intermediate players, I highly recommend you read in fifth position. The book that I recommend is called Music Reading for Guitar. It's a boring title, but it's a great book by David Oakes, O-A-K-E-S. And recently I went to a seminar of teachers. I belong to the Elite Guitar Teachers Inner Circle. I'm the only Ithaca area guitarist who belongs to that, because you can only have one per town. They only allow one, so that two people who are technically in competitors can't be in the same group. But anyway, I went to a conference sponsored by them, and the speaker who was talking about teaching reading uses the same book, so I was very happy about that. And so the reason I like the book is it gets you to read in fifth position. When you're in fifth position, you can easily go up to, you know, with a simple position change, you can grab the D, E, F on the top string, shift back down, and then you read, and then with a simple shift, you can read G, F, E in open position. So it takes you all the way from low E to high F. That covers the whole neck of the guitar, just by learning fifth position with one or two position changes at the top or bottom. And so that's why I like that one. Now, when it comes to improv with intermediate players, they have learned the, let's say, the minor pentatonics and the major pentatonics and the major scale, but they haven't necessarily put all that into one big routine so that they can play any scale, any of the three scales, in the same position. So it's, you play a position, let's say I'm in the key of C, 8th fret, and you play, you know, minor pentatonic, all the way up and all the way down. Then you play major pentatonic, all the way up and all the way down, and then you play major scale. And if you've learned the minor scale, you can play that too. But I'm doing it all in a position where the roots, the three roots in that case, the 6th string 8th fret, 4th string 10th fret, and the 1st string 8th fret, they line up for all those scales that I played. So that's a pretty simple step that you can learn. You know, there's 5 different positions, and you can learn each of those scales in those positions and put it all together and then be able to play them in any key. I know it sounds simple, but it's doable. It's a system. It's a logical system.